En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it's all right.
Happy Wednesday.
I've had gooder mornings.
Gooder mornings.
You heard me.
And it's fair. That's fair. My flu game performance is continuing. That don't know, my headphones are shot. I think we're making it, though. I think we're doing okay. We are doing okay. I can move around a little bit today. Yesterday, I couldn't really move around very much.
Yeah, no, for those that don't know, the slightest movement from him in his seat, it turns everything into flux in a place where headphones are kind of key. We do need these things. It's kind of important to have
multiple
headphones.
Times I thought yesterday things were broken. No, it was just my headphones.
Incredibly important to have headphones in. But no, yeah, you continue to be statuesque. Drew Bledsoe, if you may. I might even upset you and say you might be playing like Jared Goff right now, still getting it done despite the fact that you don't move very well.
That's 100% true. If the cameras were on and looking at us, I am just like, don't move, slight movement. Oh no, everything's gone. It's darkness. Oh no, I can't hear anything.
But we're in the same room, so like,
right.
If push comes to shove, yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear callers or guests, but you know, you keep staring at my face.
Yeah.
And I mean, being able to at least hear me.
That will be fine there.
Yeah.
It's just everything else is a slight concern.
Just everything else. So if he doesn't hear what you have to say, now you all understand why.
It's not you. It is actually me.
It's not even him. It's his headphones.
Although, did look at the Amazon order. New one should be coming in later today.
All right.
Zach Jones. Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on a Wednesday. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Had a Sabres game last night. Felt like it was going to be a pretty big vibes game at home. They've been picking up points.
Oh,
they probably should have won in Toronto.
I forgot when it comes to vibes, what has been going on lately around here. How shot have the vibes been about the Bills?
Yeah, not great.
It was Bills night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Max Harrison was mic'd up. He was funny.
Yes.
There was a few moments. I like that. When somebody that is not a traditionally a hockey fan gets mic'd up to their first or whatever hockey game, it's genuinely funny.
It is. But again, I should have remembered that in that moment of like, oh, right, the Bills have harshed the vibes the last month.
Yeah.
And then the Sabres didn't get a shot on goal for like the first 10 minutes of that game, and they could count their stars that it was 1-0 at the end of the first. That said, it could have been worse. And then at the same time, well, it could have been a hell of a lot better.
It probably should have been better.
It should have been better, as a matter of fact, because of the fact that you did have the lead into the third period, and you did forfeit that lead for the second game in a row. That's the unfortunate part. Last year's team, though, finds ways to lose one, if not both, of those games in regulation. If you're better than last year's team, and you don't have a 13-game losing streak tied to you, well, we're going to be having conversations about postseason chases at least later on in the season, at the least. I don't want to come away like too optimistic, but too pessimistic about it either. But through 10 games, you are now sitting at 4-4-2. As, I guess, quote-unquote 500 as it gets, pseudo 500, but still 500. So you are, looks like, in the standings, mediocrity defined. And yet I look at those three games that they started the year and they did not even look competitive. Even the games that they have lost, when they've gotten points out of six of their last seven games now, even in the losses, they play excitable hockey.
Yeah.
And that's the part that I think is beneficial in the end of all of this, is that they're still at least playing excitable hockey in the losses, or games that ultimately become losses. What they can't keep doing, though, is they can't keep starting games slow. You get outshot 9-0 in the first half of the first period. And again, count your lucky stars that it's only 1-0. But they've done this often enough that it's been losses. There are five of these instances that the Sabres have gotten outshot, outpaced immediately at the start of a game. They've lost four of those. You can't get away with that. It does help that one of those losses is indeed one that you gained a point out of. The other one's the Ottawa game.
Mm-hmm.
That win, that's the Ottawa game, just yep. So that everyone knows. But they can't keep starting slow. It is coming back to haunt them. Whether that be through the season, your first three games, or how they've started some games. They have to be off to better starts, because then, once they're in a rhythm and flow, once they get their legs under them, they're a fun, tough team to skate against. And when I say tough, I mean tough when it comes to stopping them from creating chances. They're difficult to deal with, is I think the best way to say it. When they get going, they're difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, especially for much of this first 10 games, they were mainly getting depth scoring. The top guys weren't really doing a ton. Rasmus Dahlin still kind of isn't.
It's still kind of that.
I will say, though, and Sabermetrics tweeted this out last night following the game, the last about 10 years, the first 10 games, just looking at that, it doesn't feel that different. If you just look at that, they have had 4-5-1, 5-5, 7-3 in just these last few years. This year they're 4-4-2. And I will tell you, these last two games have been immensely frustrating because they have leads in the third period. It's not – this time last week, we were talking about just stack points, right?
Right.
That was essentially the message of don't go on these losing streaks where you're not getting anything for a week and a half, and you're falling further behind in an Atlantic that – is kind of begging for anyone to look pretty good outside of like Montreal and Detroit. The problem is with these last two games, other teams dragged it to overtime. Toronto drags it to overtime. Columbus drags it to overtime. Following the bad first period against Columbus last night, you're kind of all over them. They match the shot totals. They get after them. They go up 2-1, and the time it took me to take a shower, which is about 15 minutes in real time, they went from down 1-0 to up 2-1. And then you get some of the dirty goals, and you're up, and they allow these teams to kind of force overtime. Now, I will say with Columbus, by the end of the game, it looked like Buffalo was going to be the team that could score and win in regulation. I think probably the last 3 minutes.
The last 3 minutes, it did look like Buffalo did take control of that game, and yet at the same time, it seemed coached to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by a lot of things there. This was also still a back-and-forth affair. Alex Lyon had to make a lot of really good saves.
He made some very good saves last night.
Incredible saves. Test the man's glove. He's not letting you beat it there. And there was one that I feel like he probably would have wanted back, their power play goal that should never have been a power play, by the way, but we'll talk about that, I guess, never. The less I talk about that call, the better. But Lyon still was making incredible saves to keep them within striking distance in the first period, and then all throughout the game, it was nice glove saves, really nice patience, positioning saves, very good stuff from Lyon again. Unfortunately, it's a loss that we talk about here, not a win. I need my top guys to be top guys. I need my top paid players to be able to step up a little bit more than they have currently shown. Like, Tuck and Thompson are atop the Sabres in scoring again, but it doesn't feel like it, I guess is the right way to say that. I'm going to hate myself for doing this. I definitely need a little bit more from Owen Power. If he's getting paid $8 million a year, I need him to do more than the quiet things well. And then that overtime goal, everybody gets caught puck watching at some point. Kulik trails off of his man on the center in the middle of the ice. Tuck moves a little bit toward the puck. Power even gets caught watching. That's how Miles Wood gets behind him. If Kulik's there in the middle of the ice, that pass probably doesn't get made. But it did. And Ruff did properly call Kulik out for that. But everybody got caught with it in that moment. But Brian Koziel said it best. It never should have came down to that. Because for the second overtime in a row, you had people that fans would be at least more than comfortable with. Players in prime scoring chances. The Toronto game, you've got Jack Quinn, Tage Thompson on a 2-on-1, and there are zero shots taken. And then there is Owen Power, who recovers the loose puck from the no shot being taken, and there's still zero shots taken. You can't have that. Yes, I know, UPL, make the tough save, please. But no, it shouldn't have come down to that. And I'm going to say the same thing there. That goal, I'm not as worried about that goal and the blown defensive assignments on that. Because Yuri Kulik is another player that fans would be at least okay with being all alone on a breakaway in overtime. He doesn't get it done. There's a shot taken at least, but he doesn't get it done. Tage and Dahlin have another opportunity in overtime. They don't get there. And there's no quality shot taken from that. At least with Kulik, there was a shot on goal. But I shouldn't be saying at least when there are prime scoring opportunities. I can't. That cannot be, if you want to be a playoff team, I can't say the words at least there was a shot. Because playoff teams do bury those. We are getting close to my watermark, Zach. 12 to 15 games to show me ultimately what you really are. And right now what they are is... they're more entertaining.
But they are more. But they might be around the same team we've seen the last few years.
They might be the same team that they were last year, but definitely without a 13-game losing streak. That could get you a playoff spot. They are far more fascinating to watch on the ice. They are far more dangerous on the ice. They are more consistent in net. Did they ultimately, and we will talk about this in April, if that three-game losing streak where you don't even look like a hockey team, does that do you in? Because that looks like what they are right now, fighting for a wild card spot. Does that first three-game stretch ultimately put them in the ground before they were really getting started? We'll find out.
And what'd you think of Kessel Ring last night? In his debut, he's coming off an injury.
It took him a bit. I think it definitely took him a bit. I don't think he's comfortable with Byram. I don't think Byram's comfortable with him. I don't know who Byram can play with reliably outside of Rasmus Dahlin.
That's kind of been his whole thing.
And I'm kind of worried about that because you gave him 2 years. The way it ended up going for Power last night and the unfamiliarity that Kesselring had with Byram, I would bet probably rather safely that Power Kesselring becomes the pair because that was the vision when he was acquired. That's probably the vision that we get here. And it's probably what's going to end up happening. It is going to be a question of what do you do with Bowen Byram? Because he is, at times, when he's wonky, he is wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And even Kesselring, there was a couple of those, like, it was too hard of a pass, or the passes between the two of them, D to D, were not on target. It did take Kesselring a little bit to get going. It's like he was playing in his first game of the season. He was. And it looked like it. And that's perfectly, like, acceptable in a sense, because he did get his legs under him eventually and settled in. The metrics looked really good with him, by the way, as well. I just thought it took a little bit, and that's fine. It took a little bit. He's playing in his first game of the season.
Right. 803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on last night's overtime loss for the Sabres. They're back in action at Boston tomorrow night, a team that was part of that early three-game losing streak where they just did not look competitive at all.
That's a game that you should have had, because Boston is not good.
Boston is not good. We've talked about their center depth and really just – I think most –
And then they unloaded Pavel Zacha.
But that's the thing. I think most hockey people have also talked about they're not – they are resetting.
Yes.
But also, it's an old boys club in Boston that may not actually be a thing. They may just always believe that they're one step away, one player away, what have you. We'll see how they end up going, and we'll see how the Sabres look tomorrow night. Even let's, for argument's sake, overtime loss again tomorrow. That's, now we're getting into alarming territory of, guys, come on.
Now you've lost.
Pick it back up. Let's go.
Now that turns into a different conversation of, okay, mm-hmm. You've lost three straight games, especially the context of it how. Do they end up fighting back and stealing a point in a game that they didn't deserve, for example, though? Well, how does matter here, too? You're doing that against Boston? I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't really think that they should lose this game tomorrow. They've been playing better, and if they play the way that they've been playing against Boston, they will do it. They will get it done. They will take care of things. Because the depth is working for them, I think that's where it's valuable. I think you need more from your top players mm-hmm. right now. You do. Because you know who looked like one of the most dangerous players out there last night? Even though he doesn't register a goal or even a point in this game last night? Jack Quinn. Quinn had a lot of good quality looks to him, and I am actually really comforted by the fact that he is trusting his legs again. It's natural that he wasn't because of the Achilles injury and the knee injury right before that, back-to-back. It's hard to trust your legs again because they don't have the strength that you were used to.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to work back. Quinn trusts his legs. He trusts his skating again. He still is a little inconsistent in terms of point production, but he's creating opportunities, sometimes out of thin air. He just needs to be a little bit more consistent because he has a wild night against Detroit. He hasn't done much since on the score sheet.
No, but he flashes a lot. When he's on the puck, he flashes.
When he flashes, he's noticeable this year, and it's more in a positive way, especially compared to the first three games of the year when nobody was looking all that good. I do think there is plenty of opportunity here for Quinn, and yet I think he's perfectly comfortable with the third line minutes, it sort of seems, that he's getting right now, averaging 15.05 on the ice. Keep shooting, by the way.
Yeah, keep going. Keep doing that.
Shoot more. Create opportunities. Keep shooting. The thing that I'm more impressed with him, though, is he's also winning more battles, not consistently, but he's winning more battles along the boards. That's something that you need from him. That's something that you need really from everybody. But you need a player that's been having a little bit of a rough go of it in the physicality standpoint to be able to fight back and come away with some of those wins. And Quinn does do that a little bit more now. They're kind of getting healthier again, obviously.
Kesselring
comes back.
And, yep.
Greenway seems like he's on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Lukanen obviously back into the lineup. So they are getting healthier. Now, you've strung points together. Get back to stringing wins together. There's your difference. And you have an opportunity against a very haveable opponent in Boston.
I want to say, so it's Boston tomorrow.
Yep.
And then Washington at home on Saturday night game.
And
They've been good at home so far this year.
Also, not even just about at home, they don't seem to have problems with Washington.
No,
President's Trophy winning Washington.
No matter how good Washington is the last few years.
First in the East, Washington last year gets smoked by the Sabres a couple times at home. Absolutely dusted.
We'll see.
We'll see. Obviously, last year's not this year, and the Sabres are hopefully going to keep proving that. If we get last year again, I do not want to comprehend the thoughts and the words that I wound up saying into this microphone if that happens again. So please don't. Because remember, what did I say? I want at least different this year. Be different. Don't do the same thing as last year because that's not different.
803-04.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
550, the number two call. We also had a really fun baseball game last night. And the Bills return to work today as they get ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. 11 o'clock, Sal Capaccio will join the show. We'll talk more on the Bills' return to practice today. We'll get our first injury reports and get a kind of an idea to see if any of the big week-to-week players from before the bye week will be returning. At 11:30, Paul Hamilton will join the show, get the latest on the Sabres. They are picking up points, but they've also lost two in a row in overtime games. They led in the third period. Again, the number to call, 803-0550. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Brad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face, putting the team on his back.
Vladdy.
There's nothing better than 8-bit sounding goodness.
That was, again, the Jays stack hits. They get after a team's pitcher, and they come in many ways from behind. Not in this game necessarily, but they're pushed into a corner, and they're like, we got this. We're fine. We're just okay. No issues.
And also,
What did I say yesterday?
Yeah.
They painted themselves into a corner.
It's what they do.
And they fought out of it.
And so,
because you can't go down 3-1.
No.
Not in L.A.
Because the series stays in L.A. I mean,
and then it can close there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody puts Vladdy in the corner.
Nope.
Nobody puts the Jays in the corner.
Bad movie, if we're being honest.
It's a classic, but yeah.
It's a classic, but a bad movie.
Swayze's cool. That's all I'll say.
Real quick on this. Patrick Swayze for like a 15-year career or 15-year run was basically just I'm the older cool guy to a bunch of teenage kids. That was his whole career.
Who is
like
that 15 now?
Years. Probably one of the Stranger Things actors eventually.
Based on this show, me.
Yeah, there you go. Derek. But yeah, so for the Jays though, you get that home run from Vladdy in the third to go up 2-1. But it ultimately is later on in the game in the seventh where they just start stacking hits. They get four runs, and they end up with 11. Four earned runs on Shohei. They go after him. Now the series is tied 2-2. It's still in Los Angeles tonight, 8 p.m. But they're so difficult to put away.
They're difficult to put away. But also the quiet part about this is the pitching did really well in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Bieber gets the win on that game. And he does it a little quieter. Like, you know, sometimes you get those dominating mound starts and like
I've got nine strikeouts through three innings. You're like, oh my goodness.
I've got at least seven through my five innings. Mm-hmm. No, Bieber only throws three on strikeouts. He walks three players. Matter of fact, Shohei has six Ks. But it's just the effective, quiet, defensive play that the Jays are also able to utilize in the field to get effective, methodical putouts, making sure that things are just on schedule like that. And then Varland is the one that has to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he does.
They're such an entertaining team to watch. I can't tell you, Derek, how happy I want them to win. I've not a Blue Jays fan. I am an Angels fan, but I've really enjoyed this run. What I really like, though, is that there's nothing else going on tonight. And because of the win last night, there's just so much energy for this game. And I can just solo watch this. I haven't really been able to just solo watch a lot of the World Series because the Sabres have been playing. We're going to talk a lot about them, what have you. There's football going on, and that's obviously very important to the Bills with Chiefs and Commanders. Tonight, I can just sit back and I can just watch the Jays play. And they're a joy to watch.
And not to mention, though, a player that I'm really, like, always fascinated by right now in this postseason is a guy who was one of their starting pitchers during the season, Chris Bassitt.
Mm-hmm.
Bassitt on the mound as a reliever has been dominant. Zach, I want you to guess Bassitt's ERA in 2025 postseason.
Is it under 2?
It's 0.
Oh, it's 0. Okay.
So yes, right.
The answer is yes.
You are correct. The man just puts up Ks and puts batters out.
He is
fantastic. He's pitched a total of 6 2/3 innings.
Oh, so he hasn't actually pitched that many innings.
He doesn't pitch a lot of innings, but when he's on the mound, he puts batters out. That's kind of also like you're embracing a new role just within the postseason. Bassitt's a starting pitcher for them. But what's he do in this game, for example? He throws two innings, strikes out two, puts balls in the strike zone. 14 of his 20 pitches were strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't allow a run. He allows one hit. That's it. We're done. Yeah,
get it done.
And even then, Varland has had some of the most dangerous moments happen to him in the postseason. There's Julio has a home run in one of the Mariners' wins. It comes off of Varland. It's a 3-1 shot. And that is the series after that it happens where the Yankees get their only win of the ALDS. Varland throws a pitch ill-advised toward Judge, and there's Judge's postseason moment where, like, no, he can actually make mm-hmm. plays for you in October.
Yeah.
The rest of the lineup didn't do anything, but, you know, Judge did.
Judge had his moments. Yeah,
Judge had his moments. But it's Varland that's been on a couple of these. He allows a run in his inning, the ninth inning. So you're like, oh boy, heart's starting to flutter a little bit. But then they do get the put out pop fly that goes a little deep, by the way. So there's a little more scare for you. But they do get the put out and it's over. Their bullpen has been, on a game-to-game basis, fascinating. You don't know what you're getting out of them almost routinely at this point. I do get scared when Fisher's on the mound. I'm incredibly secure. Like, I've got my comfort blanket, and I'm eating a bowl of pasta when Bassett's on the mound, though. Dominguez, there's the mound visit, and he puts a meatball over the plate for Ohtani. And yet, against Seattle, he was fantastic.
I mean, but it also is something to that with the Jays team where
and that's bullpens, though, for you. Like, they're not always going to be the most reliable, but if you can get it done, you can get it done. Heck, the ALDS, they have a bullpen game.
And that's how they win it.
They put the Yankees away with a bullpen.
The thought was, I mean, we took a call on it where, oh, no, what are you doing? You're blowing your chance, even though that was sort of the expectation with how many starting pitchers they had available for that series.
They were prepared for that.
It still, though, is the game that they win it, and the bullpen game is basically perfect from the pitchers. I will say, though, and why I'm enjoying this and why, you know, a little bit of the up and down and what have you, the Dodgers are thought to be a super team. Who didn't play like a super team all regular season, and then the moment they get in the playoffs, they look untouchable to the rest of the NL. They're killing everybody. Where for the Jays, I think everyone's kind of just been waiting for them to lose.
Right.
I mean, they have the one seed, so you're waiting to see who they play with the winner of Yankees-Boston. But even then, it was sort of like, okay, but the winner of that, we'll beat them, and then we're on to the next. And then Seattle. Not saying that everyone was thinking like Seattle was worlds better than them, but it was Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez, and they've got their own star power, and it's felt like maybe it's going to be their year. Here they come, and nope, the Jays are going to handle them too. And I mean, that series was
the Jays even get pushed into a corner 3-2.
Well, I mean, I was going to say that series was weird in the sense that no home team could win a game for the longest time.
Right.
And now with the Dodgers maybe more than any of the series so far.
Oh, it doesn't matter between Seattle and Toronto. They're fighting for second place.
Good for showing up. This is the Dodgers era. They're the George Steinbrenner's Yankees on steroids. This is what you're going to deal with. You thought the Yankees in the 2000s were bad? Nope, here we go. And no, the Blue Jays just kind of refuse to go away. They play a little bit different style of baseball than I think a lot of teams who have gone more to the analytics of home run and OPS. The Jays can do that, yes, but they like to stack hits. They play that old school style of baseball, which is more fun. The thoughts of bunting and stealing a base and what have you, it can bite them sometimes, don't get me wrong. And they've had some bad base running moments. Just go to Bichette and Varsho 2 nights ago. Where that's not a bad call by the ump. It's just poor base running. Bichette is staring at it, looking at Varsho's reaction rather than the ump's, which is not good.
And also in that game, there are several runners tagged out on kind of aggressive base running techniques. Yep. As a matter of fact, Vladdy scores from first on what is ultimately a single. They are aggressive. They're aggressive at the plate, not in terms of trying to find bombs, but they do like to try to make sure that they get hits. They attack the plate. They attack the bases. They are an aggressive team that likes to try to make sure that, like you said, stack some runners on bases so that they can create opportunities for themselves. It does come back to bite them every now and then.
But I mean, just listen to this seventh inning. Jimenez, single left center, scores a run. Francis, grounded out. Clement, scores though. Bichette, single. Jimenez scores. Barger, single. Guerrero scores. It's not doubles and triples and home runs. Yes, you do get 2 runs from Guerrero, but last night it's just stacking singles. Just rotate through the lineup. I mean, it's kind of what game one was, too. You have the grand slam. You have some home runs. Yes. But it was also just they kept getting hits. And I'm enjoying it because, of course, it's local. And a lot of these guys played in Buffalo. I'm also enjoying it because they're going after the Dodgers, who are trying to do what the Yankees have done for decades and succeeded a lot at, but in many ways kind of made the game a four-team league.
Yes.
The Dodgers are sort of doing the same thing here. And it also is somewhat continuing a bit of a run here of the last 5 or so years where kind of outside of last year with Dodgers-Yankees, the World Series has been a lot of random teams. getting hot at the right time in the right year against the right matchup, and they go on and win a World Series. They're not stacking them. They're not becoming a dynasty. They're not all of a sudden becoming just this fixture in our minds. The Nationals suck, and yet 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they won a World Series. Rangers are fine.
Need to demolish their entire roster after that.
You know, the Rangers are fine. It won a World Series.
But this was also finally, you liked doing this with primetime players yesterday. This was Vlad's moment in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Because game one is everybody's cooking.
Right.
But now, Vladdy has his moment in this game early on in the third inning. He gives them the lead with a two-run homer. And you said it, that if they're going to have a chance to win the World Series, he needs one of these games. He needs one of these moments. And he has it. A guy who's had such a fantastic postseason, still hitting .419 right now in the postseason, by the way, which is just insane.
Yeah, he's been incredible.
Insane work. Because even Clement dipped under .400. He's at .393. But to see him continue to not just hit to contact, but have these timely home runs, they are timely, that it's not only keeping you in games, it's also creating opportunities for this team. That's the part that is becoming more impressive about this Jays team, because you're able to get hitting down the lineup. Having Clement at the 7 is dangerous. A guy that hits the contact, and then the next thing you know, as long as Jimenez and IKF don't like put a double play out there, there's a runner on base for the top of the order. By the way, they did this without Springer yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll see what his health looks like, but it was obviously enough to keep him out of game four.
Be a huge bump if they can have him back. He's one of six guys on the Jays right now over 700 in OPS. Vladdy's at 1,300. I mean,
it's hilarious.
He's in a different stratosphere right now. But you've mentioned Clement, 947, Barger, 940. They're getting hits from, it feels like, everybody. And their stars are showing up. The stars are showing up. You have already a big Springer moment. You already have now, after last night, a big Vladdy moment. And you can even count the defensive moment as well. Vladdy from first to third. That throw. We didn't even really get to talk about that from two games ago. Absolutely incredible. Game five tonight, 8 p.m. You Savage, Snell, your pitchers, all the way from back from game one. And you saw what the Jays were able to do to Snell in game one. It was an incredible, incredible
definitely
series.
Not what anyone would have predicted on that one. Savage has an opportunity to step up again in what has already been a good postseason for him in his debut into the MLB postseason. And it just, do you have one more in you to carve into legend?
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio coming up at 11 o'clock. Paul Hamilton at 11:30. Looking for your calls as well. Your thoughts. You want to talk Jays, Sabres, Bills. Love to hear your thoughts. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR. Ready to take your game day to the next level? And are online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Shope and the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. It is Wednesday. We don't have Thursday Night Football yet. On that, though, Baltimore-Miami. Lamar Jackson's going to be back. Miami, good for you. You beat Kirk Cousins.
Cool.
But, you know, good for them. It's a win. I feel like the whole team kind of needs that. But Baltimore, they got, I think, a surprising win over Chicago, at least to me. I thought with Tyler Huntley playing, Ben Johnson, and the offensive mojo he's kind of had cooking with them for the last few weeks, I thought there was a good chance Baltimore go to 1-6. That did not happen. If Baltimore wins on Thursday night to go to 3-5, where are you sitting with that? They are still I think they're back to favorites to winning the AFC North.
And that has more to do with Pittsburgh than it does Baltimore.
Right, right.
But considering what they've played like and what they are and what their defense already is injured to with losing enough players for the year and how they performed when they were perfectly healthy, I'm not as scared of Baltimore as I was in week one.
Does this next couple game schedule change that for you? So we've already mentioned Miami tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At Minnesota, probably J.J. McCarthy.
Yes, but a good Vikings defense.
Not playing that well, though. The Vikings team is, as a whole, definitely underperforming this year.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
At Cleveland.
Very good defense.
Home against the Jets. Home against Cincinnati. Home against Pittsburgh.
So they have a cupcake schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to see if this really is a lost season or not.
That's my thing. I thought if they went to, what would that have been? 1-6. I thought, this is, like, it.
It's probably over.
No one would fault you for being like, pack it up. Pack it up. Injuries got to us, including at our quarterback. We're going to get a nice pick. But in all seriousness, we're going to get a nice pick. Let's start over. Now 2-5 with that schedule ahead of you. How soon until it's 5-5? I don't see them losing a game in the next few weeks. Look, I like J.J. McCarthy, and that's a nice defense. I also saw what 5 sacks and no quarterback did to a team.
Yeah, that's true. I will say that Baltimore also has a tendency to even play down to competition.
They absolutely can. They are very notorious for having big leads in the second half and losing them.
Matter of fact, Baltimore, who was fantastic last year, loses to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Their coaching staff does lose them games actively. So I don't necessarily think that they go unbeaten in that stretch.
You push a team kind of in this situation of you kind of can't lose again. I mean, yes, they can. But they're also in a spot where actually the season could wind up being pretty good for them. If they go on a run here, get a little healthier, they're not going to get everybody back. They're going to get a good chunk of these guys back, including Lamar.
This could be the division that wins it at 9-8.
It absolutely could be. Absolutely could be. I also could totally see them being 11-6.
And while they have the murderer's row to start the season, Bills blow out the Browns, Lions, Chiefs, Texans, Rams, and they lose all of those games against teams that have winning records, That might just be who they are this year, though, Zach. A team that feasts on the soft underbelly. And then say they make the playoffs, though. And, like, say they do win the North at, like, 9-8.
Right, and they're the 4 seed.
If the Bills are somehow shut out of the division title and they have the 5 and they have Baltimore coming here again, not afraid.
I think I think I'll always be somewhat worried about them. It's the same
the one
the
thing
Chiefs,
I'll be
though.
Worried about.
It's the same with the Chiefs. Like, there always is going to be that little bit of worry.
The one thing I'm going to be worried about is that Derrick Henry finds Derrick Henry.
Against Buffalo
and
again.
Then I really take it personal. But outside of that, no, I'm not afraid of Baltimore. As a matter of fact, I'm more afraid of Buffalo right now than I am of Baltimore. I'm afraid of the Bills and how they've been self-sabotaging.
They're going to be a fun team to keep an eye on, though, the next few weeks. With Lamar back, and they do get that win over the Bears. Now, all of a sudden,
watch
what felt like
tomorrow night.
I know. That's the whole thing. Is that like I'm getting somewhat interested into them again? Where it's like, okay, like I'll keep an eye on you now. Only for Miami to start stacking wins in the year 2025, be a little crazy.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Bills back to work today. We'll get our first injury reports in. Bills back to practice. We'll hear from some of the players and coaches as well. Sal Capaccio will join the show next. Get us the word on all of that. So stay tuned. That's coming up next. You're listening to WGR.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.